George. Good morning, Eddie. How you doing, man?
Man, good morning, man. You are absolutely correct. It is a gorgeous day outside, man. It is beautiful. But I'm blessed and highly favored, man. This is an honor and a privilege to be on with you today.
Well, you don't want me breaking down film. We'll start right there. Congratulations, Eddie. The 22nd head football coach, just an amazing, tradition-rich program. You know, every stop of the way, and especially the pinnacle of that, the legendary Hall of Famer coach John Merritt. But just talk about being called coach. Have you gotten used to that? Hey, coach. Hey, coach.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little used to it. It's been almost a little over a month since the announcement. I have to admit, you know, earlier on when people were calling it, yelling coach, I'm looking around and seeing the coach is there, only to realize they were talking to me. But certainly it's an honor to be called the head coach of the Tennessee State University Tigers. And you're absolutely correct. There are big shoes to fill. When it comes to the tradition of head coaches that have coached at Tennessee State, John Merritt being one of them. I mean, he set a standard that's tough to match, you know, it's going to be a challenge, but one that I look forward to, and bringing in the right people, devising the right plan, and ultimately, you know, investing into our student athletes. That's what I look most forward to, is getting into their minds, their hearts, and to shift the culture to a winning product that people can be proud of.
Well, you actually answered my next question of why now for you. You've got all your entrepreneurial endeavors, certainly your landscape architecture business, very successful. Your your successful acting career, stage and on film, all the other things that you are into. Why TSU? Why head football coach right now in your life?
You know, you're absolutely right. Those things I weighed heavily before making this decision. Talk to various coaches, talk to various CEOs, just talk to a lot of different people that know me in terms of what this opportunity means. This really is not about me per se. That makes sense. It is, but it's not. And I'll explain that. You know, head coaching is a calling. And I had to really be sensitive to what God has put out for me to do. Yes, you know, I enjoy the stage. Yes, I've done some things in terms of acting and my entrepreneurial ventures. And those things won't be affected. I still have an opportunity to build my business through this opportunity. In terms of acting, the idea of being in a film is not going to happen, but I bring elements of the acting world to my football head coaching endeavors in terms of storytelling, in terms of listening. The best thing an actor can do on stage is to listen and to respond. And that's a quality I think that most great leaders must have in order to understand what's happening and then make the right decisions based off of what's set out in front of you, not making assumptions. So those things have really, I guess, prepared me for this. And I did a deep dive into my soul in terms of what was next. Does this feel right? Is it the right thing to do? Wrote out a pros and cons list in terms of, you know, what are the pros to this opportunity versus the cons? And the pros outweighed the cons. And I talked to my family, my sons, and got their opinions. So when I saw the excitement on their faces and my wife's excitement, my family's excitement, understanding that it was going to be hard work, they said, hey, you know, we're behind you 100%. We believe in you. We think you can do this. And why not? Give it a shot. You tell me, when somebody who has never had any head coaching experience is given the keys to a university for the first time, that doesn't happen often. You know, usually you have to go start off at a GA position and work your way up. So for someone to see the potential in me or to see the head football coach in me, I had to really take that seriously, weigh it, and look at the opportunity and, you know, saw the commitment and investment that they're willing to make from the administrative side, from Mickey Allen's side, from President Glover's side, to see their vision, to make sure that it matches my goals and my aspirations of what I can do and the support that's needed. And I said, why not give it a shot?
TSU football coach Eddie George with us on the F&M Bank phone line. A lot of people, as you alluded to, you know, the lack of coaching experience. And when it was all announced, I do a midday show on the station with John Burton. And I said, Eddie's smart enough to know what he doesn't know and find the people to surround him who does. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. That's a very correct statement. I know what I don't know, and I embrace that. I know my strengths. I know my weaknesses. For me to sit up here and say that I can call a clean game, I've never called a game in my life. But I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to get in there and bring in the right people that know that. That's why it was important for me as I built out the staff to surround myself with people, first of all, that I trust, that have a great deal of experience, both and the college ranks and professionally, that know how to build leaders, that are great teachers. So bringing in people like that to surround me and to really be passionate about the university and the opportunity was very critical. If I'm the smartest guy in the room, then we're in trouble. You know, so that's how I look at it. I have no ego when it comes to this. Again, you know, if it's about me, then I would be concerned about that. But if I'm really, truly focused on giving the student athletes, the best experience, the best of everything, pouring into them, then I can't lose. You know, the scoreboard will take care of itself. But if I really cultivate and nurture the student athletes and surround them with the best people, then we'll get the best product out of them.
George Plaster, my buddy George, who's on this station, was at the press conference, asked a question about leaning on people, and certainly Jeff Fisher and everything that, you know, he's been through in his career, player, coach, all of that stuff, and certainly as your head coach, how influential was his I don't know that he would say, he probably was saying, get in there and do it. I know how he is, but just talk about his influence on this decision.
Well, you know, I talked to a lot of different coaches around the league, Mike Tomlin, Vrabel, Luke Fickell, guys that I know. They gave me a vote of confidence to say, hey, you know, number one, you can do it. Two, are you passionate about it? Because this is not something you can just dip your toe in. You've got to really be fully immersed into that. But after talking to Jeff and really going through the operations, the day-to-day, what it would take, who's available, looking at budgets, and really his vote of confidence, say, hey, man, you know, I can help you as much as I can, and I'm willing to do that, has been huge for me. So that gave me another vote of confidence. And sitting with Jeff and picking his brain and looking at his blueprint over the years of success for various, from the Titans to the Rams, and all that he's done has really been helpful to me. And working with him in this capacity has been an honor. You know, he was my former coach. We've done some great things together as player coach. And now coach or advisor coach, you know, it's been wonderful to work with him in this capacity. So having Jeff there with me to guide me, to advise me as a sounding board has been huge.
By the way, when you talk to Vrabel, you may want to loan him Antonio Zeta. They need a kicker over there.
Not quite yet. Not yet. Antonio Zeta is a huge weapon, a talented young man. You know, we recognize that All-American.
Yeah.
He is tremendous, and we're going to support him every way possible so he can have the best season of his life. And I'm really excited to work with that young man.
Yeah, 62-yarder this past season. Yeah. That. have you had a chance to really peruse the roster and go through it? I know, obviously, that would jump out with you would be the freshman running back, Devon Starling, local kid out of Cane Ridge, just had a great freshman year. The team is known for its offensive linemen over the years that go on and play at the next level. The Green brothers, safety Josh, linebacker James, and some youngers players as well. You got maybe the best punter in the OVC. So, yeah, you should win it all, right?
No pressure. Well, you know, looking at the roster certainly was very intriguing. I mean, it gives us some hope that, yeah, we can build around certain pieces. You know, you mentioned Devon Starling. I think he's a tremendous running back. Great instincts. He gets downhill quick. He gets on into the second and third level. He can break the home run. I would like to see him in between those long runs, you know, churn out the hard, violent yards, you know, which is going to be required for our offense. Really excited to work with that young man. And certainly our special teams, our punter, kicker, like you mentioned, our return game special teams will be a huge emphasis for us. We're investing a lot into that specific area. If you go back and look at the last game that they played, they had three block punts, and you can't have that. You can't win that way, especially in this conference. So special teams will be huge for us. So when I looked at the roster, I realized that, wow, you know, they do have the pieces and parts there, a big offensive line, an active defensive front in the trenches. They have some skilled players on the outside, some receivers that we like, the tight end. True Heart has some talent that we recognize. You can emphasize a little bit more. Of course, we got to get solid at the quarterback position. That's you must have that guy. You got to find that guy. So whether that can be developed or we have to find somebody, that's going to be a huge priority for us. But scouring the roster, it looks great. Understanding, you know, who these kids are and what they've been through over the last year is going to be key. So we can't just come in day one and make them start running, you know, 35, you know, wind sprints, you know, 100 yards wind sprints. We got to be sensitive to know what they can do, who can do what, and build them from the ground up to see what we know and what they know, what they can handle. So I'm really excited to get with the kids at this point in time.
TSU football coach Eddie George with us. When you look, by the way, the OVC, that's a league, man. There's some quality talent that comes out of that.
No question.
Could you imagine though? I know we text exchanged last night. In 1996, obviously the first round draft pick of the Houston Oilers, your first training camp, Trinity University in San Antonio. They still did three-a-days then. And it was my first year for the Nashville Banner to cover the NFL. I was the Vanderbilt beat writer, and I went kicking and screaming. But I tell you, that whole transition, everything you guys went through as you later became the face, but it was Frank Wycheck, Al Del Greco, Chris Sanders later. I mean, you and certainly Steve, everybody in that move, it was more. You were more than just football players when that move happened because, you know, you had to be embraced, certainly 99, going to the Super Bowl in that first year of the stadium exploded it all. But you guys went through some things in that move that, you know, being in trailers out in Bellevue and everything that no other NFL team has done.
Yeah. You know, we went through a lot. Like you mentioned, we didn't have a lot. It felt like we were not in the NFL based off of our the operations, the facilities, just the lifestyle that you expect or the all the amenities that you would think come along with being in the NFL that would be a great up from college football just wasn't there. It wasn't the glitz and glamour. It was blue collar. It was we worked our facilities in Houston was out of, I believe, an old medical center.
Yeah, on Del Rio, right? Over on Del Rio.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were having meetings in little cubicles. I mean, so it wasn't fancy, to say the least. So as time went on, we said things were going to get better. They only got worse before it got better. You know, moving from Houston to Nashville and playing in Memphis and flying every single week during the course of that season, but still, you know, remain competitive. We didn't use that as an excuse. We finished 8-8 during a tough time of trying to figure it out. And then 98 to play here in Nashville at Vanderbilt, and again, really couldn't sell a ticket. You know, no one was buying the NFL in Nashville product. It wasn't until 99 until we all put it together when we saw the stadium built. We saw the new facility, the operations. We had new equipment. We had new uniforms. There was a sense of professionalism that was brought to our organization that, hey, we are a real team. And I say all that to say that this kind of reminds me of that, but on the collegiate level in terms of Tennessee State, there are the bones are there. Operations are there. The indoor facility, the fields, everything is there. Now we just have to add some resources, tighten things up from an operational standpoint of how they move every day to become more efficient, bringing in a new fresh design in terms of uniforms and look and feel. I think for the first time in about 4 years, we're able to keep the kids over the summer, which is going to be a huge deal in terms of camaraderie and conditioning and building the body and really setting the culture and the foundation for what we're going to do. So those experiences, although I don't have direct head coaching experience in terms of on the field in game, I do have experience in terms of I know what a winning product looks like from the inside out and how that's built from the inside out and what's going to excite a team from the inside out, having direct experience with that. So, you know, coming from a player's perspective, I can say definitely I have that experience, and I know that these things can make a difference in terms of how you look at your current situation as a player and how you can be excited about change and seeing things change and transform. I mean, when you smell fresh paint on the wall and see new lighting in a building that you've gone into for years, that's change and that's a win. And I think that's where we're headed.
Eddie, certainly the HBCUs right now with your hire, Deion's hire at Jackson State, and wow, that second week of the season, and the Southern Heritage Classic, there's going to be 60,000 people inside the stadium and 100,000 people outside of it. It's just a festival. And then that first game in the College Football Hall of Fame game up at Canton, Ohio, and then you running out on the field for the first time as a head coach at Nissan, where you used to play. Oh, by the way, I've got a little recruiting pitch for you. Any kids you go head-to-head against Deion, you know, in recruiting, you got to get the mother, right? You know,
yep.
And you got to get the mom. So here's what I'm saying. You know, the mom, she wants to party with Deion, but she wants to marry you.
That's funny. That's a good one. You know, that sounds great. And they can marry me,
yeah.
You know, without the intimacy. And hopefully we can be married for a good 4 years. I can, you know, build their son to a man, and they can have something they can be proud of. So I do like that.
Yeah.
That was great.
Well, Eddie is the play-by-play guy over there and coach the show. I look forward to working with you. 25 years ago, it's hard to believe, all right? 25 years ago, we both were NFL rookies. So, hey, man, I'm happy for you. Obviously, I love TSU. Happy for TSU. Go Big Blue, man. Good luck.
Go Big Blue. Thank you, brother.
All right. Eddie George.